Tensions between Mexico and Venezuela have led both countries to recall their ambassadors. Venezuela's leader Hugo Chavez and Mexican President Vicente Fox disagree over the U.S.-backed proposal for a free trade area. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on two leaders whose relations are now at an all-time low.
According to Venezuela, Mexico started it with comments made by Vicente Fox during this month's Summit of the Americas in Argentina. Fox is a staunch supporter of the U.S.-backed free trade area of the Americas, and he made reference to his displeasure with Argentina's leader and the Venezuelan president for their opposition to it during and after the summit. Here's Venezuelan Foreign Minister Ali Rodriguez speaking in Caracas yesterday.
Una vez concluida la cuarta cumbre de las Américas, nuevamente el presidente Fox.
He says, once the summit was concluded, again, President Vicente Fox spoke against the Venezuelan position in disrespectful terms. The Venezuelan government waited for a positive sign from President Fox. He says, because of his silence, it was necessary to give the answer that we did. Chavez, though, has not been silent on the matter. The leftist leader is known for his outspoken, some say pugnacious, attitude. Last week, he called Fox a lapdog of the United States for the Mexican leader's support for the free trade area. On Sunday, on his weekly talk show, Hello, President, he issued this ultimatum to Fox.
No se meta conmigo, caballero, porque sale espinado.
He says, don't mess with me, sir, because you'll get stung. Monday morning, Fox spokesman Rubén Aguilar asked for a formal apology within 24 hours and said if they did not receive one, Mexico would withdraw its ambassador. Venezuela's answer came very shortly thereafter. Venezuela's ambassador would be recalled and diplomatic ties downgraded effective immediately. Mexico responded in kind. In an interview with CNN, the Mexican president said that President Chavez's words were the cause of the spat. He says, what you can't do is take an issue that regards the economic development of our countries and make it personal and use adjectives that are not tolerable and acceptable to Mexico and the Mexicans. Fox and Chavez are ideological rivals. One is a leftist, the other leads a party from the right. But beyond that lies a more fundamental battle taking place in Latin America over U.S. influence in the region.
I think it's very serious. It's very stupid, but it's pretty serious.
Mexico-based foreign relations analyst Rafael Fernandez de Castro.
Chavez is capitalizing all the criticisms and all the bad feelings against Mr. Bush. So now it happens that Mexico has become the defender of the Bush policies of Latin America. That's the spin Chavez have given to the affair, and it's been very costly for Mexico in our relationship with Latin America.
Chavez is not only making waves in Mexico's foreign policy, but also in its internal politics. Next year's presidential elections here has leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador ahead in the polls. In an opening salvo of mudslinging, the candidate who represents the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, that ruled Mexico for 71 years, suggested that Chavez wants to influence the elections through López Obrador. There's a saying that all politics is local, but it seems that it can be international, too. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.